an update on Michigan's sugar beet planting progress. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. According to USDA's latest crop progress report released Monday, only 1% of Michigan's sugar beets have been planted, but the five-year average for this time of year is 15%.
Oh yeah, we'd like to be done right now.
That's Carl Bednarski, a sugar beet producer from Tuscola County. He's also retired as president of Michigan Farm Bureau.
Yeah, there's a couple fields here and there that have been planted, well, probably at least a week or 10 days ago when we had some nice weather before all the rain. But no, everything is pretty much at a standstill here in Michigan. It's just way too wet, as in many parts of the country, and it doesn't seem to be subsiding. But we're looking the end of next week. We're hoping that maybe we can get into the ground.
Now with a later start to sugar beet planting, he says he'll likely be planting that crop at the same time as his corn and soybeans.
Yes, it's going to be very hectic, and some of our suppliers are going to be probably stretched to get fertilizer spread and to keep everybody happy and moving along as they would like to be, because they're going to be anxious to get that stuff in the ground.
He adds that it's still too soon to be worried about yield loss for sugar beets.
I think the potential is still all there, but if we start looking, you know, into May, now we might be taking a little bit of yield trade, but that's not much of any concern right now.
So what advice does Bednarski have for Michigan sugar beet growers?
We're dealing with Mother Nature, and some things we just cannot control, and that is the weather. But you remember, too, there's an old saying that a farmer will kill his crop three times before it's harvested. So don't be so pessimistic. We'll get the crop in the ground. We've got good crop insurance programs if we don't, but it's still way too early to be saying, hey, what are we going to do? The majority of it will get in the ground. The weather will break, and we'll have our opportunity, our window to get it in.
Check out more of my conversation with Michigan sugar beet producer Carl Bednarski at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchert Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've pushed pause on precipitation ever so slightly across Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag Today weather update. Here's what we've got. We've got still a front that's trying to build to our west. So while we've pushed pause, and I can tell you we have no precipitation across the state today, we've got sunshine, we've got blue sky, it's mild, great evaporation. It is only a 24-hour period, and we're going to be going back to more moisture as we approach midnight tonight, right on through the day tomorrow. An additional quarter to 1 inch of rain can fall across Michigan. Definitely 100% coverage in lower Michigan. I'm going to put you at about 75 to 80% in the UP. This front, though, not just bringing rain, it's bringing colder temperatures. Temperatures fall significantly behind it for tomorrow afternoon, and we stay chilly through Sunday, through Monday, and into early Tuesday. We are looking at frost and hard freeze conditions, so hopefully you don't have much garden material or flower material outside because it's going to get rather toasty. You can have some concern about apple or cherry blossoms as well if they're going on in your neck of the woods. We've got that coming through. So quite chilly for the finish of the weekend and for the start of next week. Once we get on the backside of that cold Canadian high, that happens Tuesday afternoon, we'll start to see temperatures moderate. As temperatures moderate, there is a risk for moisture coming back. It doesn't happen right away here, though. I think we are dry all week long next week. Our next round of moisture comes overnight Friday night into Saturday the 25th. So we are definitely going to be putting together a nice period of dry down. With the rains that we've seen, though, the question is it enough? I don't know. If you're down on the sand in the far south and southeastern parts of the state, you probably are going to be able to get back at it next week at some point. Everywhere else with heavier ground and with the rains that we've had, I think it's going to be tough through next week. I don't think 1 week is enough to dry this down. We will see. Hopefully I'm wrong. After the moisture that we see on Saturday, we go back to dry weather for Sunday the 26th, and I don't think we see another round of moisture till Tuesday the 28th, and then we're stringing together about 3 to 4 days of dryness in between each weather system from there on out into the early part of May. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Checking the grain and livestock markets Thursday, here's Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
A nice move in the markets, corn, beans, and wheat on Wednesday, Carl. However, we were not able to recapture that enthusiasm in the especially corn and bean markets here on Thursday. So a little bit of a sell-off, some back-and-forth action, though. And overall, your thoughts for the corn and bean markets?
It's been a pretty good week so far. And coming into today, we did see some good gains. We've been on both sides of unchanged through Thursday's trade here on corn and soybeans. And the fact that they've traded a lot of spread trade taking place. If you look at the corn contracts, we had a little bit more pressure on the deferred contracts, on the nearby contracts and the deferred, I should say. Same in the soybeans. Matter of fact, our new crop soybeans held to the plus side even when the old crop contracts turned red. And that was pretty much the case through the entire soy complex. So a lot of positioning there. Did see just a little bit of give back after yesterday's solid gains in that soy complex. Less than stellar export sales also weighed on the entire market during Thursday's trade.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday make corn down 2¾ to 448.5. July corn 2¾ lower, 457.75. May soybeans dropping 3¼ to 1163.75. July beans 2¾ lower at 1180.5. But May wheat gaining 4¾ to 598.5. June live cattle, though, sharply lower, falling $3.45 to 247.62. And June lean hogs down 27 cents to 101.67. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.